الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
سفيد روز فما ليجي
كان سفيتني روز
الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
إن شاء الله after the remaining dua. There will be talk in the English language. And after the talk, alhamdulillah, there is a brother who will be taking shahada, who will be accepting Islam. So alhamdulillah, this is a great opportunity and a moment of happiness for us. So I will request our brothers to stay behind and participate, inshallah. It will be very beneficial, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Inshallah. If I can request all our brothers to come closer. Inshallah, there will be a brief talk. And after the talk, inshallah, we will do the shahada, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور صدق الله العظيم وروي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر ذكر هذه اللذات الموت أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رَبِّ يَسِّرْ وَلَا تُعَسِّرْ وَتَمِّمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَبِكَ نَسْتَعِينُ يَا فَتَّاحْ يَا فَتَّاحْ يَا فَتَّاحْ A Sahabi narrates that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with a companion مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ بِجَنَازَتِهِ and a funeral passed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When this funeral passed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Mustarihun or mustarahun alayhi." The Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they ask, "Mal mustarih wa mal mustarah?" So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying that this funeral we just passed, this very funeral, he got relief from the calamities, from the trial of this world. Or this very funeral we just passed, this world, the people of this world, the animal of this world, they got relief from this person. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they ask, what does that mean? What does that mean? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that al-abdul salih, al-abdul mu'min, a believer, when he depart from this world, so he get relief from the calamities, from the fitness, from the trials of this world. And now he is going to get a better life, a life with raha, with peace. This is when a person is a believer, a true believer, a complete believer. A person who practices upon Islam fully. أو مُسْتَرَاهٌ عَلَيْهِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Abdul Fajir, a sinful person. A person, day in and day out, who used to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person used to disturb all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. Even to the point that animals and the trees, they used to feel uncomfort because of his attitude. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that this earth, they got rid of this person from this earth, from this world. For this reason, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, when a person passed away, to hasten in the funeral, in burying this person. Because it will be because of these two things. A good person, so do not hold this person from his Jannah. Send him towards the Jannah. Or it could be this person is a sinful person. A person who does not even deserve to be in this world. So you are holding a evil person, an evil creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your shoulder. So send him forward. So this is the reason why we should be hastening in the funeral. The ayah which I just recited in front of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Each living creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sooner rather than later, a time will come, we'll have to taste what death is. As I mentioned yesterday, since a person come in this world, constantly he is in a life of testing. But at the end, he will have to taste. He will have to taste. And he will have to go through death. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة. What will happen? That do not even think that you just came as a holiday or a wayfarer in this world, and nothing will be taken account on the day of Qiyamah. وإنما توفون أجوركم. Your reward will be given fully on the day of Qiyamah. If you have done good actions, good reward will be given. If you haven't done bad, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from the punishment of the Akhirah. It's very severe. Once a person leaves this world, if the person is an evil person, so the punishment starts from the very, very moment of when his soul has been distracted from his body. That's the very first time. Let alone Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu ajma'in, about whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Uthman that if I would had a third daughter, I would give my third daughter in your marriage as well. Let's understand this, the rank of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in. But when grave was about to mention to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so his beard would become wet out of tear. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Let us understand who is a success person, who is a successful person. Let's understand how can we acquire the success. We can only say that I have been succeeded if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to us that today I am happy with you and you are no longer in the Jahannam. Rather, you'll be in Jannah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. This is the person who truly succeeded in the Akhirah. This is the person who succeeded in this world as well as in the hereafter. So my brothers, these are the things that we need to prepare for. During this very short time in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is demanding just two things from us. Remain away from the evil and bring good things in your life. Bring good things in your life. Basic as this. Had Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ الْمَصَاحِ إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَمْتَذِرِ الْمَصَاحِ إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَمْتَذِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. If you had the opportunity to stay until the evening, so do not become saved, and there is no guarantee that you will wake up in the next morning. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this opportunity that you could open your eyes in the morning, So bear this in mind and live this life of obedience in a such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become happy with you. You will gain the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you're not sure that you are going to see the darkness of the night or not. It's very short this time. This world is very short. Father Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he used to say that خُذْ مِنْ صِحَتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. Take provision whilst you are healthy, while you are young, while you have got strength. Do not misuse these abilities. Do not misuse these power which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Do not misuse this strength which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Unfortunately, nowadays, our power, our ability, our strength is being misused in a way that we answer our parents back. They don't understand. They're living all lifestyle. Unko kya samajh mein aati hai? I know better. Our parents, our teachers, our mashayikhs, they are our well-wishers. They are well-wishers. They know more than us. If they haven't said something to us, it's because some khair they will be in that statement. So let us not misuse this ability which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the wrong direction. Because no one knows how long you are going to be healthy in this world. And no one knows how long for you are going to live in this world. And take some provisions for your death. While you are alive, take some provision for your death. Because over there, if you spend the whole life of the grave in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't get a single reward there. You won't get a single reward there. So this is the very time, this is the very opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to prepare for our hereafter. To prepare for us to get the certificate of Jannah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِي عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Do not let your wealth, your children, to misguide you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, as we went through, that the dunya, if that is acquired through the halal means, the same dunya become the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this world, this fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not distract you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is something which is distracting from the remembrance of Allah, is this very world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تُلْحِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أُولَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. A person will say on the day of Qiyamah, رَبِّ رِجْعُونَ وَاللَّهُ send me back, لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. I make do good actions in the world. Send me back. I haven't done good enough. I haven't done enough good things for this life. I want to get another opportunity. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. So before that date come, let us not be that person who will say this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I need to go back. I need to get more resources for this day. I need to get more provision for this day. Kalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, game over. No more opportunity. Just one life. This one life is very precious. We need to make this life very precious. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ability to each one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ikhtiyar, the capacity, the ability to make his life even either better or evil. It's up to us how we want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. It's up to us that how we want to stand on the day of Qiyamah in front of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's up to us. If you want to get a certificate of Jannah, or we want to get the certificate of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَكْثِرُ الذِّكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ كُنْتُ نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ زِيَارَةِ الْكُبُورِ فَزُورُوهَا. I used to prevent you from going to the graveyard.
Now, I'm giving the full permission. Go to the graveyard. Fazuruha. Visit the graveyard. And do not only go to the graveyard while you are burying someone else. Set a time, set a day during the month or during the week wherein you go there and you read the ages of those people who are resting there. You will see some small graves as well. Babies who passed away 2 months, 2 hours, 2 days, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years, 30 years. It's unpredictable. It's unpredictable. If we know that death is going to come, then we can relax for a while. Alhamdulillah, my death is going to come at the age of 60 or 70. Then we can say, Alhamdulillah, when I will be 49 or 50, then I will repent, fully repent, inshallah. But no one knows. No one knows. No one knows that if you are going to leave this door of the message or not. No one knows this. And this is the reality. Death is unpredictable. It's come to anyone. But we need to make this meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a beautiful, a desirable meeting. A hadith of Nasir Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the person who desires to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to meet him as well. Man kariha lika Allah, kariha Allah likahu. The person who dislikes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes to meet that person as well. You can imagine how filthy and how bad this person might be, about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I don't want to meet this person, this servant of mine. The same as his father says that I don't want to see my own son. Go away from my house. You can understand the magnitude and the evil that this boy has to go through. The question is, why do we not want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's just only one and only one answer is that we haven't done enough preparation for that day. Hum us laik nahi bane ke hum Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ko muh dikha sake. We haven't done enough good that we can show our face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, kuntu nahaytukum an ziyaratil kuburi fazuruha. Why? Akthiru dhikra hadhim al-ladhat. Constantly remember death. Because this is the only thing which destroy our desires, our evil desires. Our desires are going towards disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Within the darkness of the room, when you have got the full control on your mobile phones, where there's nothing that who can stop you from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have locked the doors. Your parents, they might be thinking that my son, he's sleeping, he's resting. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better than what we are doing there. So who is that thing who can prevent us from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why is no one is observing us? It's death. Keep remembering death. What could happen if I was to die at this precise moment while disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You will die in the same state as you have lived your life. And you will be resurrected in the same state as you have left this world. If a person has lived this world with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالْخَوَاطِيمِ. You will be resurrected according to your action. If you have lived the good life of full of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, life where you used to sit in the company of pious people, life wherein you used to learn the Quran, life wherein you used to imitate the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, surely you will die in the same state. You will die in the same state. You will die in a way that you will be saying Makkah, Medina. You will die in such a way that you will say, Ya ayatuha nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. But that is when you have given enough sacrifice in this world. You have sacrificed your desires for the hereafter. Akthiru dhikra hadhim min ladhat. Because this death, remove the desire of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, there have been people who live this life of good actions. And when death would come, so the life like the life of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, when he was about to die, he was not sad. He used to say, "Wa taraba gadan nalka ahibbatan gadan nalka ahibbata muhabbatan wa hizbahu." That this day is not for me a day of grief. I'm not grieving on my own because I'm departing this world. I am happy because tomorrow I will be meeting with my friends, with my companions, with the Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, Muhammadan wa hizbahu. Tomorrow I will be meeting my beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes about Muhammad, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, that when he used to go Madinatul Munawwara, he will fear to go close to the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? The humbleness of Mufti Sahib was such that he doesn't want to show his face, yes, because he was thinking that my action is not that worthy that I can put myself in front of the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, there is no doubt about his piety. We can only say that we want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have got that contentment of the heart, we have done good enough, that on the day of Qiyamah, we will be standing in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say, "Ummati, ummati, he is mine, he is mine." If you have done enough, gadan nalqa al-ahibbata muhabbadan wa hizbahu. Tomorrow we will be meeting our friends. We will be meeting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. We will be meeting our scholars. And the very famous couplets of Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi. He was on his deathbed. He was about to leave this world. Someone asked in the morning, "Kaifa asbahta?" How did you wake up in the morning? How are you feeling now? Your wealth is not that great. So the well-wisher, they were asking, "How are you feeling today?" So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, they had a concern of the hereafter. Before I come to this, an incident of a pious person who was not feeling well. The doctors say that Sheikh and the well-wisher, they were thinking that Sheikh is going through very difficulties. So they went to the doctor, and the doctor said that there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about. You are not going through major illness. Inshallah, you will get cured very, very quickly. So when the doctor said that, you don't have to worry about. So Sheikh, very nicely, he replied that it seems that you are thinking that I'm going to die, and because of death, I'm worrying. We thought that this illness is going to cause death, and because of death, I'm worrying because I'm leaving this world. So Sheikh said that maut bhi koi darne ki cheez hai. Maut bhi koi darne ki cheez hai. Death is not something that we should be worrying about. Al-mautu jisrun, maut is a breach which takes al-muhib, a person to his beloved, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the death is not something that we should be worrying about. And further he says, agar koi cheez darne ki hai, wo Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki nafarmani hai. If there is something that a person should be worrying about, and that is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everything. Everything. We don't even deserve. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given more than we deserve. And then we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we misuse our eyes. And then we misuse our wealth. Do we think that we have earned everything that we possess at the moment? The wealth that we have earned because of our effort? No, it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The strength that we possess is because we have gone, we have been to the gym so many times, and alhamdulillah, we are healthy and wealthy. No, it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in this state. And even though we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, that we knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all these blessings to me, we knowing this, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He keep us calling us, Ya Ibadi, O my servant. Despite all the things, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. We know that the month of Ramadan has passed. We have acquired where we have acquired. After the month of Ramadan, our first resolution is that we were going to commit these and that sins. Despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us another Ramadan. And despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He called us, Ya Ibadi, O my servant. He had not said that you have done so wrong, so much wrong. Go away from here. You are not my servant no more. He keep calling us, Ya Ibadi, O my servant. O my servant. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not become despondent from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yakfiru dhunuba. Wa anibu ila rabbikum. Hasten towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa aslimu lahu. And submit yourselves towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malam yugargil, till when? This cycle of failing and repenting should be carried on till a person breathe his last. Malam yugargil, till a person feel the gargara, till the person's soul reach to his throat. Then there is no chance. Then there is no second opportunity. Your time has done. So I was saying that Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, a great Imam, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, someone asked, how are you feeling today? Unke akhiri marahil the, last stage of his life. So Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi very nicely said, Asbahtu min ad-dunya rahila. You ask me that how you are feeling today? Do you want to know that what is my status at this moment? Let me tell you that today when I woke up, I found myself that I'm just departing from this world. I'm departing from this world. I see myself just going through this journey from this world to the Akhirah. Wali ikhwani mufariqa. I see myself in a state that I cannot see my friends along with me. I'm just leaving my parents, my families, my friends' circles behind. Wali qasil maniyati shariba. I can see the death is just very close to me. It's just very close to me. And out of humbleness, he would say, وَلِسُوِ عَمَالِ مُلَاقِيَ. On the day of Qiyamah, I will see my evil actions. I will see my evil actions. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the book of deeds. So I'm not sure if I'm going to get that on my right or on my left. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. If your book of deeds was given to your right hand, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given hisab yasir, easy accounting. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, وَلِسُوِ عَمَالِ مُلَاقِيَ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the Imam Shafi'i, this is what you have done in this world, the evil action that you have done. And this is what it concerns me. I'm not ready for that day. I'm not sure that if I will be able to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we're just able to stand and follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that these other actions that you have done is well. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ وَارِدَ. And I'm see myself traveling to a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in front of me. فَلَا أَدْرِي. Last statement. فَلَا أَدْرِي رُوحِي تَصِيرُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ فَأُوَحَنِّيهَا أَوْ إِلَى النَّارِ فَأُوَعَزِّيهَا. He used to say, I'm not sure, shall I congratulate my soul? Or shall I grieve on my soul? Because I'm not sure if my ruh, tasiru lil jannah, I'm not sure if my soul is going to go jannah, so I can give congratulations to my soul. I'm not sure if my soul is going to go jahannam, so I grieve on my soul. These are the last stage of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi. We need to compare our life with the life of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi. We can't even compare our action with the action of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi. So my brothers, the bottom line is that death can come to anyone at any time. Death does not differentiate between status, between gender, between nothing, between how religious the person is. He's a sheikh, okay, I'm going to leave him for longer. He's a sinful person, I'm taking him with me right at this moment. It does not differentiate. فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When the time comes, at that very precise time, your soul will be struck. Now, what we need to do is, including myself, that we need to prepare for this moment, for this precise moment. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. And we need to bring good actions in our life, and we need to remain ourselves in good actions. So if death comes, we'll come in a way that we'll be doing good actions. That we'll be doing good actions. And we should ask Husne Khatima. One is Khatima, and the other is Husne Khatima. One is ending, and the other is good ending. Ending with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us, and we are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma nas'aluka husna al-khitam wal-afu amma salafa wa kan. Made other du'as. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a good death, an easy death, a death where you are happy with us and we are happy to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqi sayyidina nabiyyina mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, a great, very time of happiness for us. Alhamdulillah, a brother is ready to embrace Islam. It comes in Nabi sallallahu alayhi, in hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person accepts Islam, so he is as same as a newborn baby. He's same as a newborn baby, and in a way that his actions are his evil actions. There is no evil actions. A baby born who comes who is just born, his slate is zero. And when that person asks dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so there is no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, will accept his duas. So all my congratulations to our brother. And see, there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the qalb, the heart of a believer, is between the two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفُ يَشَى. I don't have a pen, but if you have got a pen, so you put that pink pen between your two fingers, easily you can just turn it away, turn it aside, both ways. So the heart of a believer, the heart of a person is between the two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَى. Do not take Islam granted. Do not take Iman granted. If you misuse Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can turn it towards that way as well. Can turn it towards that way. Iman and Islam is not our own property. It doesn't belong to us. It belongs to that person who preserved that Iman. So we should ask this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, you know the keys of our car keys. Barely we can bear with that. Our mobile phones, you get lost easily. Things that it does not hold value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should ask to dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, Iman is a great blessing. Please, preserve that blessing on behalf of me. We are not that worthy of preserving this Iman. So, يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَى. He granted to whomsoever he wants, and he takes from that person who misused the blessing of Iman. So, alhamdulillah, all my congratulations and mubarak to our brother, mashallah. Inshallah, inshallah, we'll be going through Shahada. Shahada is witnessing the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the servant of Allah and the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we say Shahada, please repeat with me.
Ashhadu
Allah
ilaha
illallah
illallahu وأشهد أن
محمدا
عبده
ورسوله.
I bear witness.
There is no worthy of worship.
But Allah.
And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Is the prophet of Allah. Is the servant of Allah.
Is the servant of Allah.
And the prophet of Allah.
And the prophet of Allah.
MashaAllah, Mubarak. Let's do a quick dua. And MashaAllah. After the dua, I would like to give the congratulations to our brother, who just came in the fall of Islam. My only advice to our brother is that this is the beginning. Let's learn Islam, be in a good company, and always attach yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just for our brothers, even for ourselves. We should have this conversation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, guide me to all our different aspects of our religious and worldly aspect. Always ask this dua. If you don't understand anything, Allah, guide me. Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. If you cannot read the Arabic language, Allah, guide me. Allah, guide me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and alone, and He's the only who can guide. No one else can guide, no one else. If you have got a concern, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you towards the right place, inshallah. Let's do a quick dua, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم اشرف الصلاه والتسليم على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم لا اله الا الله وحده ونصر عبده وانجز وعده وهزم الاحزاب وحده لا اله الا الله العظيم الحليم لا اله الا الله رب العرش العظيم لا اله الا الله رب السماوات ورب الارض ورب العرش الكريم اللهم لك الحمد كالذي تقول وخير مما نقول اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين سلما لأوليائك حربا لأعدائك نحب بحبك من نحبك ونعاد بعداوتك من خالفك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما بقيتنا وارحمنا نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا اللهم إنا نسألك عيشة نقية وميتة سوية ومردا غير مخزي ولا فاضح اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربي هب لي من الصالحين ربي هب لي من الصالحين اللهم اجعلنا من أتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا من أتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من عذاب أعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم ارحمنا اللهم ارحمنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم والله all the praising belongs to you Allah you have been given the ability to be witness that a person, a servant of yours, has accepted the Islam, has come in within the fall of Islam. Ya Allah, this action pleases you the most. Allah, through the barakah of these, Allah, forgive all our sins. Allah, forgive our short, our major sins. Allah, grant us the steadfastness to remain on our tawbah. Allah, say even after the month of Ramadan, give us the ability to please you. Say the same way that you give the ability to please you in the month of Ramadan. Allah, guide us towards till we breathe our last. Allah, give us the ability to say the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah when the time of death will come to us. Allah, when Munkar and Nakir will come in the grave to us, the three questions, give us the steadfastness and give us the ability to give the right answer. Oh, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah, give us the ability. Allah, give us our book of deed on our right hand. Amen. Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, give us the ability to drink from the Hawd al-Kawthar. Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, meet with us in such a state that you are happy with us. Amen. Without taking account, send us into Jannah. And give us the ability to see you on the day of Qiyamah.
Amen.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah protects us from losing iman in this world. Amen. Allah protects us from doing any actions that
makes us to lose this iman. Wallah, iman is very precious. Iman is very precious. We cannot even hold the iman as you has told us to protect the iman. Wallah, we are asking this favor from you. Ya Allah, protect this iman on behalf of us. Wallah, protect this iman on behalf of us. Allah, forgive all our sins. Allah, have mercy on our parents. Allah, have mercy on our parents. Allah, protect our children, our families. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رحمن الرحيم. ما شاء الله مبارك. إن شاء الله.
Anytime, inshallah. I'll get my number as well from him. Inshallah. Make sure you become good company for him as well, yeah? So you are the role model for him. You are already Muslim. You are being given Islam. Inshallah, he is coming from other place. So you should be taking him from this. So you should be learning, become a good friend circle, and learn Islam. And inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, you will be same as well in general as well. This world is just for 60 years, 70 years. You are good friends, so you want to become, you want to remain in Jannah for longer, isn't it? Forever and ever. That's only possible if you practice Islam and you take Islam with you till the day of Qiyamah.